This week's message is titled, Having Dinner with Jesus. The scripture reading is Matthew 9, 10-13. While Jesus was having dinner at Matthew's house, many tax collectors and sinners came and ate with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they asked his disciples, Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners? On hearing this, Jesus said, It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice, for I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners.
Hi, everyone. Thanks again for tuning in. I want to spend some time today talking about, in the Gospel of Luke, the many parables that Luke tells. The Gospel of Luke is very unique. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are very similar, and yet in many ways are very, very different. And the theme in Luke is Jesus and eating. I guess if I were to call this sermon, it would be something like having dinner with Jesus. In this wonderful story of the life of Jesus in Luke's gospel, Jesus is on his way to a feast, or he's at a feast, or he's finished that feast and he's leaving and going to another. It's all about food and people, which sounds good. But the difficulty that Jesus was dealing with was people were confused, not only with what food Jesus was necessarily eating, but how can you eat with, quotation, sinners? That was the accusation that Pharisees and Sadducees had with Jesus. How could you eat with that person? In this wonderful book of Luke, where it has parable after parable after parable, the parable of the prodigal son and so forth, the parable of parables in Luke is the parable of the heavenly feast, where everyone is welcome, and people question that. Everyone? Is everyone really welcome? And let me sort of begin today by looking in Luke and noticing what happens with Jesus. In Luke chapter 4, beginning in verse 14, it says, Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about Jesus spread throughout the whole countryside. He was teaching in their synagogues, and everyone praised him. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day, he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him, and unrolling the scroll, he found the place where it is written these words, The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoner and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Meaning, that would be the year of Jubilee. And if you remember back in the Old Testament, every 50 years, there would be something called Jubilee. And at that 50th year, slaves were set free. Land would go back to the original owners. It was that of salvation, everything being free, everything being the way it was supposed to be. And Jesus announces that because he has come, this is the year of Jubilee. This is the year of the Lord's favor. And then he rolled up the scroll and brought it back to the attendant, and he sat down. And it says, the eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say to them, today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. And everybody spoke well of him, and they were amazed at the gracious words that came from his lips. Isn't this the son of Joseph? And then Jesus said to them, surely you will quote this proverb to me, physician, heal yourself. And you will tell me, do here in your hometown what we have heard that you did in Capernaum. Truly I tell you, Jesus said, prophets are not accepted in their hometowns. I assure you that there were many widows in Israel in Elijah's time when the sky was shut for 3.5 years, and there was a severe famine throughout the land. Yet Elijah was not sent to any of them, but to a widow of Zarephath in the region of Sidon. Now, that may not mean much, But what Israel is hearing Jesus saying is that Israel was blessed of God, but not just Israel. God would use all people. Whenever he needed to use people to help others grow, God would use other nations and he would use other people. I love in the Old Testament in Isaiah, there talks about a highway, and the highway where Israel and Babylon all come together as one. These nations that were opposed to one another, Israel, Assyria, and Babylon. And Israel couldn't grasp such a thing, that it was only Israelites that would be saved. Jesus now, at the beginning in Luke's gospel, is saying, everyone is welcome. And it wasn't in Israel's time, in Elijah's time, when the sky was shut for 3.5 years, that there was a severe famine throughout the land. Yet Elijah was not sent to any of them, but to a widow of somebody outside of Zarephath in the region of Sidon. And there were many in Israel with leprosy at the time of Elijah the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, only Naaman the Assyrian. And all the people were furious at what Jesus said, and they wanted him to be thrown off the cliff. So just a few minutes ago, they were praising him, and now Jesus said, I've come for everyone. And because he says that, now they want to get rid of him. To me, the story of Jesus in the Gospel of Luke is wonderful. Jesus eating with people and welcoming all people. And I just wrote down a few things that pop up in the book of Luke, where people who were never invited were invited as first-class citizens in the kingdom of heaven. Jesus came for the lonely. He came for the broken. He came for the oppressed. He came for the social outcasts of the day. He spent time with, and he praised, and he loved the poor, Samaritans, Gentiles, tax collectors, women, people who had leprosy, all those people who were considered on the outside of society back then. Jesus comes along and he welcomes all. And then he's teaching his disciples to do exactly the same thing. In Luke chapter 5, he's asking Peter to go out into deep water. So as you may know, some of the disciples were fishermen, and Peter goes out fishing, and he wasn't catching anything. And Jesus says, I want you to go out into deep water and then let down your nets for a catch. And so Peter goes out and he catches so much fish, he doesn't know what to do with it. What Jesus is saying to Peter has nothing to do with fish. It has everything to do with Peter and the disciples going out into Israel and going out into the regions and sitting down with people and eating with people and sharing with people, coming together as one. It's a beautiful story in this wonderful book. So as Jesus begins his ministry, people are wondering about why he's spending so much time with people outside of Israel. So, for example, in chapter 5 of Luke in verse 27, it says, Jesus went out and saw a tax collector by the name of Levi, Matthew, sitting in his tax booth. Someone like that would be considered an outsider. Jesus said to him, follow me. And Levi got up and left everything and followed him. Then Levi held a great banquet. Luke is all about banquets and food. He held a great banquet for Jesus at his house, and a large crowd of tax collectors and others were eating with them. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, who belonged to their sect, complained to his disciples, why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners? And Jesus answered them, it's not the healthy you need a doctor, but the sick. In other words, Jesus is also saying to the people who are questioning him that maybe you're not as healthy as you think others is. So as we go through the book of Luke, it's a wonderful story of parable after parable after parable. But by far, the parable of parables in Luke is what's called the heavenly banquet. And it's a beautiful story. And before we get to that heavenly banquet, Jesus is going to send out some of his disciples into the world. It's called the sending out of the 72 in Luke chapter 10. And notice what Jesus asks them to do. This was unheard of. So there's such a thing as parallel eating, and there's such a thing as personalized eating. Parallel eating is like cafeteria style, where maybe everybody's got a tray of food and they're sitting down and they're eating, and there's not much dialogue going on. Remember one time Barb and I were at a restaurant, and this was in Germany, and all the booths were filled and we were eating, and two young men came in and sat beside us, and they weren't interested in dialogue with them. They were sitting right beside us, but they weren't going to chat with us because we spoke English, they spoke German, but they really weren't interested. So we were sitting together in the same booth eating. So we were sitting parallel to one another, but there was no personalization going on. There was no dialogue going on. And what grabbed the attention of the religious, quotation, elite of the people in the days of Jesus was that Jesus would go to people's homes who were considered outsiders, and he would eat with them and spend time with them and pour himself out into their lives. And the religious elite of that day couldn't grasp it. So Luke is reminding us that everyone is welcome to the kingdom of heaven. And so Jesus is going to send out 72 disciples to go into the world and to tell people about Jesus, but in a unique way. Let me share with you. Jesus says to them, when you enter a house, first say, may peace rest on this house. Stay there, eating and drinking whatever they give you, for workers deserve their wages. And when you enter a town and are welcome, eat what is set before you. So this was a constant theme in the scriptures. What was considered okay to eat and what wasn't? And who could you eat with and who can't you eat with? So you may remember all the way through the New Testament, there was this challenge between Jew and Gentile about coming together and eating together and sharing with one another. And for us, it just seems pretty easy, but for them, it was a real problem. It was a structure that was so tight and so wound up that nobody knew really what to do. So Jesus comes along and he comes to set us free. And so in this wonderful parable in the heavenly banquet, it's the story of sharing food together. Now, let me just read to you chapter 14 in verse 15, where it says this. When one of those at the table with him heard Jesus speaking, he says, blessed are those who will eat at the feast of the kingdom of God. And Jesus replied, a certain man was preparing a great banquet and invited many guests. At the time of the banquet, he sent a servant to tell those who had been invited, come, for everything is now ready. But they all began to make excuses. The first said, I have just bought a field and I must go and see it. Please excuse me. Another said, I have just bought 5 yoke of oxen and I'm on my way to try them out. Please excuse me. Still another said, I just got married, so I can't make it. And the servant came back and reported this to his master. Then the owner of the house became angry and ordered his servant, go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the town and bring in, notice, the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame. That's Luke's theme, inclusivity. People who've never been welcomed are now welcome to sit at the feast of the heavenly kingdom. And it says, sir, What you have ordered has been done, but there is still room remaining. And then he goes on to say, then go out to the roads and the country lanes and compel people to come in so that my house will be full. This is a beautiful story in Luke's gospel of over and over and over again, telling that people who were never welcome are welcome into this heavenly kingdom. Now, what's also unique is this is a standard teaching all throughout the Bible. And in the Revelation in chapter 7, it gives us a picture of this, where John says, I looked and before me was a great multitude no one could count. Now listen to this. From every nation, every tribe, every people and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. He's inviting all people from every tribe, every language, sitting down at this wonderful table. And all throughout the New Testament, you find people who were sometimes on the outside, Christ brings to the inside, the Magi, the Gentile, the foreigners that Jesus came across, all people who were in difficulty, Jesus embraces them and welcomes them. And then one more passage of scripture that to me is a beautiful passage is in Revelation chapter 19, where it talks about this heavenly dinner that comes, this beautiful wedding feast that comes. And it says in chapter 9, and the angel said to me, blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb being Jesus. Who's invited? Everyone is welcome to the kingdom of God. Everyone is first class. Where at one time there was a huge division between Assyria, Israel, and Babylon. Now there's a highway that bridges them all, where they can all come together as one. Where at one time it mattered what food you ate and what food you didn't eat, no longer. The food is available for all people to come to this feast in the heavenly banquet. And it says, the angel said to me, blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb. And I want all of us to remember that we are invited to this heavenly banquet, this feast where all people are welcome to come together to God's kingdom and feast on his love and feast on his grace. All people are first class in the eyes of Jesus. All people are welcome to come to the feast of the kingdom of God. I hope you have a great week. Thanks for tuning in. Catch you next week.
Thanks for listening to this week's message. We've suspended our regular services because of the coronavirus pandemic. You can see videos for sermons on our YouTube channel or at facebook.com/Beamsville Church of Christ. You can subscribe to this weekly sermon podcast through Google Play, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you get podcasts. Just search for Beamsville. All of our past messages, videos, and more information about our congregation are available at beamsvillechurchofchrist.ca.